This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
Who owns the stock market? More and more these days, the answer is households. That's next.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Households own more of the U.S. equity market than you might think. The percentage of stock owned by households is now at its highest level since 2007, before the financial collapse. Joining us to talk about this is Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen. So, Ben, what percentage of households own stock at this point?
Well, the latest Q2 figures, so this would be the end of June, show household ownership at 37% of the market, which is actually a pretty large percentage of the market when you look at some of the recent readings over the last couple of years. It's increased about 3.5 percentage points over the last 6 years. So that is a fairly large portion of a stock market that makes up trillions of dollars.
And this is Federal Reserve data that we're talking about that was analyzed by Goldman Sachs.
Yes, exactly.
Now, when we say households, Ben, who and what are we talking about?
So when we think about households, the usual suspect that you would think about would be the retail investor. So this category of ownership definitely includes retail investors, but it also includes some groups of owners that you might not expect, like endowments and private equity funds and personal trusts. Still, when you look at this, you can sort of get a sense of the ownership of real people, so to speak, when you think about ownership in the market.
Right. So in the second quarter, according to the data, households bought a net $87 billion worth of stocks.
Yep, that's a pretty large amount when you think about some of the other holders of the market, such as mutual funds, which actually sold during the quarter.
Talk about the history, Ben, of equity ownership by households. Wasn't it above 90% at the end of World War II?
Yes, definitely. I mean, the stock market used to be very different in terms of how it looked when you go back many decades. And ownership of the stock market was mostly households, but you started to see sort of the rise of larger funds, funds such as mutual funds, pension funds, and even more recently ETFs have started to grab a share of ownership of the market.
What has driven the rise in household ownership as of late?
Well, it's interesting when you look at household wealth, which is other Fed data that you can take a look at just in terms of how much households are worth. That climbed to a record in the second quarter. So you start to see households becoming better off, and therefore they're also owning more of the stock market. That said, it's not necessarily divided equally among all households. You know, there's a lot of data out there, and there's been a lot of talk about income inequality and just sort of who's benefited from the recent rise in the stock market. So different economists have looked at that, but when you look at household in aggregate, they have become more wealthy.
And you say that passive equity ETFs, exchange-traded funds, have been really gaining in ownership as well.
Yeah, they've just about doubled over the last 8 years, taking in over $1 trillion in new money. And, you know, a lot of that market share has actually come from traditional active mutual funds. That's sort of a trend that has been going on for a number of years, where people are pulling money out of active funds and putting them into these passive ETFs. And that's now showing up in sort of ownership data when you look at the stock market as a whole.
And we'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Paul Gigot, host of the Potomac Watch podcast. Join me and my colleagues every week as we dissect all of the latest happenings in Washington and on the campaign trail. Check us out at wsj.com/podcasts and become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Now, back to the show.
I'm speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen. Ben, should this trend of rising household ownership continue? What about corporations buying back their own stock?
Well, that's definitely been a major factor in terms of actual ownership of the market. When you, you know, it's sort of a separate category because you think of companies buying back their stock. That's not stock that's now included in this aggregate data. But when you think about households owning stock, you know, as long as the market continues to rise and you continue to see the economy doing well, you know, it's something that may very well continue.
Is there a breakdown in this data? I guess what I'm specifically referring to is how much of household ownership does the retail investor make up?
You know, with this data, it's very hard to separate it out. It's you know, you're looking at the market as a whole, and that's trillions of dollars, and so it's hard to really hone in on that granular detail. You know, when you look at other measures of retail investors and their ownership of the stock market, you know, some have shown not as much ownership of stocks over the past 6 years. That people, you know, a lot of folks haven't participated in the rally. So it really does depend on sort of your frame of reference that you're looking at here, in terms of who owns what. But you know, this really does seem to show that households do own a large share of the market.
Well, I'm just trying to think about the difference between, say, now and when the financial collapse occurred. I think a lot of people obviously had soured on stocks at that point. Of course, I'm talking about 2008, 2009.
Definitely. And, you know, when you think about the breakdown of who owns the market, it's also important to note the size of the market itself, right? The size has grown in value over the last year, over the last number of years, as the market has really run up in price, right? So that's increased the market value.
Right. So we should say that U.S. equity demand is expected to be positive by the end of the year, according to your article, $125 billion driven in part by households.
Mm-hmm. Definitely driven in part by households, but should be noted that it was also driven in part by corporate buybacks, which has been a big source of demand in recent years.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.